Online youth rally says, we won't pay with our futures. Thea Sharif, Socialist Party national youth organizer. Over 80 students and young workers attended the Socialist Students and Young Socialists online rally on the 25th of October. The main theme running through the rally was the abject failure of capitalism to provide young people with a decent future, and why the fight for our future is the fight for a socialist alternative to capitalism. We are paying £9,000 a year to get laid to, locked in and go insane with little to no mental health support and zero financial support, explained Michelle Francis, Bangor University socialist students. Michelle reflected the anger of students, lied to about what was waiting for them on campus. On the basis of bold campaigning for free education, socialist students at Bangor is a growing force. B. Gardner, Southampton University and College Union, UCU, put the case for staff and student unity to fight for democratic oversight of health and safety measures on campus to curb the spread of the virus. Attendees also got a taste of Socialist Students International links. The Democratic Socialist Movement, DSM, in Nigeria gave solidarity greetings. DSM is participating in the mass youth movement against police brutality and for an end to the hated and corrupt Buhari regime. See solidarity protests in Britain opposite and an interview with activists on pages 15 to 16. It isn't only on campus that the futures of young people are under attack. Alex Hutchinson, Hull Trades Union Council, spoke about the Young Socialist Campaign for Trade Union Action to fight against the youth unemployment crisis. Alex explained that, if the bosses were putting up a fight to make young people pay for the crisis, then young people need to get organized and fight to make the 1% pay instead. Firms threatening redundancies should be nationalized and have their financial books opened to inspection by the workers to save jobs. We need to fight for a mass program of government investment in socially useful job creation. DGLA, Black Lives Matter, BLM, activist, pointed to the massive explosion of working class anger in the streets against police brutality and racism, proof that young people are up for a fight back. All the class inequality in society was magnified by the pandemic. DG said Young Socialists wants to help democratically organize the BLM movement and popularize socialist policies to end racism and all oppression, intrinsic parts of capitalism. The short reports from students and young workers were a highlight of the meeting. From the A-level protests in the summer, to refund our fees protests now, socialist students and the young socialists have been to the fore organizing the youth fight back. There was enthusiasm to continue campaigning. Get out campaigning with us on our week of action, starting the 26th of October, to demand that our generation is not made to pay for this crisis with our education, our jobs or our futures.